Hey y'all, this is Shotgun Andy. Xmas is over, but there ain't a goddang reason why y'all can't enjoy one more Xmas poem made famous by the redneckinest guy to comedy, Jeff Foxworthy's himself. 'Twas the night after Xmas, and all through the trailer, the beer had gone flat and the pizza was staler. Tube socks were hung empty without toys, and I was camped out in my old lazy boy. The kids, they weren't talking to me or my wife. The worst Christmas they said they had had in their life. Well, my wife couldn't argue, and neither could I. So I watched TV, and my wife, she just cried. When out in the yard, the dog started barking. I stood up and looked, and I saw Sheriff Larkin. He said, "Roy, I'm sworn to uphold the law. And I got a complaint here from a feller named Claus." "Claus? Claus, I don't know nobody named Claus, and you ain't taking me in without probable cause." "Well," the sheriff, he said, "the man was shot at last night." "Oh, well, that might have been me. Just what's he look like?" "Well, he's a jolly old fellow with a big beer gut belly that shakes when he laughs like a bowl full of jelly. He sports a long beard and a nose like a cherry." I said, "Sheriff, that sounds like my wife's sister, Sherry." "There's no time for jokes, Roy," the sheriff, he said. "The man I'm describing is dressed all in red. It's time for the truth now. It's time to come clean. Tell me what you've done and tell me what you've seen." Well, I started to lie, then I thought, what the hell? Wouldn't be the first time I spent New Year's in jail. I said, "Sheriff, it all happened last night about 10, and thought that my wife had been drinking again. When she came in from work, she was white as a ghost. I thought, maybe she seen one of them there UFOs. She said a bunch of deer just flown over her head and stomped on the roof of our good neighbor Red. When I went out to look, the sight made me shudder. A freezer full of venison standing right on Red's gutter. So I ran inside to grab my gun, and out of Red's chimney this feller did run. Slung on his back was a bag overflowing. I thought, he's stolen all Red's stuff while old Red was out bowling. So I yelled, "Drop it, fat boy, hands up in the air." But he went about his business like he hadn't a care. So I popped a warning shot over his head. Well, he dropped that bag and he jumped in that sled. And as he flew off, I heard him extort, "That's assault with intent, Roy. I'll see you in court."